Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What a day, what a day. I'm like sweating. It's hot. It's like 91 degrees here.
I've not gone outside today because I know it's something stupid like that too.
Yeah,
like absolutely
very ignorant.
Not. Yeah, it was raining and then I was like, oh, now it's super humid. Not going out there. Not even on the porch. Absolutely not.
See, the fact that you have a porch. See?
That's the one good thing about the South.
Yeah.
Not living in a big city.
It's so good to see you. Thank you for coming back on the pod. Everybody, welcome back to the B-List. This is B, obviously, and I'm here with I think it's like your fourth time, third or fourth.
I don't know. I'm so happy to be back, though.
One of our most returning guests. It's Raven Yay. Chatham, and she is known as Mainly Bravo on Instagram. You might also know her podcast, Bitch Is Better.
Yes.
I always want to say the original. What is it like? Is Bitch Better?
I know. Yeah. But actually, the podcast is resting in peace now.
Oh, it's so done. Okay.
I literally just did that like a few days ago. Like last week, I think I was like, I'm over it.
You got to cut it loose when you.
Yeah, I wasn't having fun anymore. And I was like, I just would rather go on other people's podcasts. So thank you. Because I'm dying to chat now. I'm like, I'm over it, but I really want to talk.
I love going on other people's podcasts, like to just like sit there because I don't have to prepare anything. I don't have to show up. But also it's like great to have return guests like yourself.
Yeah.
Or Jonathan, if you know Jonathan Lawler.
If we know Jonathan, are you kidding me? Yes.
Don't you love?
I'm obsessed with him.
Everybody shout out Jonathan Lawhorn, our favorite person in the universe. You know,
oh, we're
just
like
old friends anyways. So I like write a couple of points for him and I do the same for you, but it's just like, I'll just write something like, I'm trying to think, like I'll just say something like Aretha Franklin and then it just like, I don't even have to write any.
It just flows.
Yes. You know, because we're just there.
I love it.
Shout out Jonathan, if you guys haven't listened to the last episode. Well, by the time that this airs, Brandon Goodman will be the last episode. Do you know Brandon Kyle Goodman?
I don't think so.
He's an actor. He's in Big Mouth. On Netflix. Yeah.
I love that show. Yeah. I don't know. No.
And he's going to be joining full time on that cast for the new season. So yeah, check him out. Everybody check him out. He's an awesome Black queer actor.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, we're here and thankful. Another week. We made it through.
We did.
Hurricane Henri. Is it Henry or Henri?
Oh, God. They're trying to make it Henri, but like, I'm not doing that. I called it Henry. Like, absolutely not.
How was it there? Because you were like,
it was fine. It was just raining, but it wasn't. It's so stupid. I really should be like paying attention to the weather. But again, I'm like, it's hot. I'm not going outside. I don't have plans. Like, I don't check it unless I have plans.
Y'all lucky I checked the news.
I was like, oh, exactly. I was like, oh, it's raining. Oh, there's a hurricane. Oh, there's a tropical storm. I was like, it must not be coming here because my mom didn't say anything to me. And usually she's like, okay, here's the escape plan.
You know, what's the old Black saying in the South? When old people say it, they were like, smells like rain.
Yes.
Yeah, they just step out on the porch and like, smells like rain.
Yes.
If you don't hear that, then it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
No, we were expecting it here in New York, but it like went through the Hamptons really bad, I guess. Not really bad. I mean, but Fire Island was one of the spots and I knew all these gays. We knew about the advisory. They were like telling everyone to evacuate Fire Island. And then I go straight to my stories and it's like 5 minutes ago, all my friends are still partying. And my friends, I mean, in gay world, everyone's right.
Sure.
But it's like, but they're like all still like in the middle of a pool party. They're like, whatever. I'm like, girl.
They're like, listen, we made it through COVID and we're going to get fuck a hurricane.
I guess I gotta appreciate the tenacity, embrace the hecticness of it. Couldn't be me. If I hear a storm's coming
dangerous.
To me and the only way out of the island is a ferry that is already canceled, I'm like,
oh, shit.
Oh, you can't get off. It's know literally that. You have to, the only way to really get off of there is to take a ferry.
No, that changes things.
Yeah.
No, that's
and there's only one grocery store and it was closed for Saturday and Sunday because they were like, we can't send people in. So like
if
something really bad happens, no.
You're fucked. No, that's too risky.
Unless
come on,
you go start eating each other.
Well, gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Oh hell no.
No. What a crazy week it's been.
Literally.
Wendy Williams has a boyfriend.
Who is that really her boyfriend? Wendy, it's like, I love her, but she posts like
she said though. She said
such
it was
crazy shit on her Instagram that
which
I'm
is
like,
why we love.
Yes. Are you being serious? Like, what does boyfriend mean to you, Wendy? I was just so confused.
Because they're always like just their eyes are showing or like they're like eyes over the shoulder or something. It's never give me the profile. Give me the profile. Give me the straight on. I need to know.
I want to see everything.
But you know, he's probably got money. I mean, she's not going to date anybody that doesn't. And she probably has like matchmakers that probably, you know what I mean? Introduce her to like these old white men.
Oh my God. Could you imagine being
honestly
her matchmaker?
Same. Like do me.
Literally.
Do me. Wendy Williams has a boyfriend and I don't. So
we'll work on it.
Everyone deserves love. Listen, people are like making fun of her. I'm like, everybody is deserving of love.
Why are they making fun of her?
They're just like, look at her. I'm like,
look at her.
What about it? Look at her.
She said they were just coming from the birthday party on a yacht or something for her son. Like, sounds fine to me.
Mm-hmm. Jesse Jackson is in the hospital.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife.
That's so scary. With COVID, right? Yeah,
with
he's
COVID.
Old. God,
he was,
I hope he's okay.
One of the first, one of the first real people in the Black community to really stand up and be like, he likened the gay rights movement to like the slavery, to slavery, you know what I mean? Or, or rather, how am I going to word this part? He said it specifically. It was, you get what the message I'm saying though. He's just like likened it to that struggle. And
yep.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And they don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Jesus Christ.
All you get is all these people like T.I. standing up and he's like, the baby needs to say whatever the fuck he needs to say. Yeah, I'm trying to do my T.I. voice. I can't even do it. Like Azealia Banks does it best. You got you are very upstairs. Like it sounds like fucking like Toucan Sam meets Colonel Sanders. I fucking hate T.I. He's always in the shade room comments.
Oh, like, go sticking away.
Sticking up for homophobic comments. He's like, well, it's a free country and y'all can say whatever the fuck y'all want to say. It's like, please go
read
a book.
Every time. Like, why? When you could just shut the fuck up.
Sir,
I
don't
like, why are you always in here? I'm sure you've got like some fucking court appearance to go to or something. Jesus Christ.
You have, like, so many lawsuits going against you by underage girls saying that she like did all kinds of listen.
Lock him up. Why is he still free?
I know. And the fact that we're still like talking about R. Kelly, I'm like, y'all ain't kill him yet? How is
why
he in jail?
Still-
y'all even...
I'm like, what are y'all doing in there?
They don't make them like they used to because when I was growing up, everybody in jail was
killers. You're going to say when I was in prison. When I was in prison, let me tell you.
it hit. Okay, let me tell you something. No, but like when I was coming up, it was like everybody in prison was like, oh my God, we kill child molesters. How the fuck
what
is
they
R.
say.
Kelly?
Y'all didn't even scratch him up or nothing? What the fuck are y'all doing?
If y'all
making
as bad
little
as y'all
TikToks?
Said y'all was.
Come on.
Pussies. Y'all better hit him.
Somebody.
Where is he? Is
I have
he
no
somewhere?
Idea.
He's probably somewhere fit like outside of Philly or some shit or Ohio or.
Well, somebody needs to take one for the team. I have no idea.
He's from somewhere. Like I have gutter, no idea. Let me stop.
Before you make me.
I'm sure Ohio's nice. I'm sure Ohio's nice.
It probably.
This strikes against
in
it
Ohio.
In the past. They have a huge, what's drug? No. What's the white person drug? The what
I don't...
is it? No, the one that there's always in the commercial. Kellyanne Conway was always talking about. It. She's like, it's killing our. It's like it, no correction. It's killing white
meth?
People. No, because that's like a southern thing.
Is it? It's, I didn't even know. That's a Southern white people do meth, like, not the ones in the north. Okay, got it. Got I really it. Have to get out of my Southern bubble. This is embarrassing.
What is the white one though? That's like, it's like, it kills a very large, it's like mostly white.
Oh no. Like heroin? Like
it's going to kill me.
I don't know, like, drugs.
I know, but it's like in the family of heroin. What is it? It's like, it's pills. It's like what is it? I don't know. I don't take any of that shit.
I don't either. I'm like, are you gonna smoke some weed or what? Like, I don't
know. I know. All the drugs. Listen.
I'm scared of drugs.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Okay, Ohio. That's so sad. All we know about Ohio is some unknown drug that's killing white people.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. Y'all need to find R. Kelly and get him. Because I can't even believe this man is still showing up for different court. If y'all don't just get this man.
I know. I had that same thought. I feel like I saw something pop up like last week with his dumb face. And I was like, why are we still like, what is going on?
Yo, if you can't put people in jail and have them fight it out like a street fighter. I'm sorry.
What's the point?
The human race is down bad. Like, y'all don't make let killers him, the way.
No, literally let him out. Somebody out here will just do it instead because y'all are fucking around in there.
I know. Y'all fucking around because it's like Orange is the New Black was more hype than this. And that was.
Exactly.
Anyways.
The fuck?
Listen, oh my God. I'm going to get so much hate mail from people, inmates.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Oh, wow. So this week I was talking about on Instagram because I was like, shout out Cameo. I was doing a Cameo, but I was thinking to myself, I was like, I am on Cameo. Everybody is Pet Shop Boy. If you want a greeting, just hit me up on there. I'm cheap. Don't worry.
Not I'm cheap.
I'm cheap. Because comparatively speaking.
Okay.
But I was thinking about like a Cameo. Did you see this on my story? I was like talking about like, we should make a Cameo app or it's like in the same family, but you're doing, instead of greetings, you can like book two celebs that don't necessarily know each other and make them, it's like making dolls kiss.
I loved the thought. Yes, I loved that idea. And you were like asking for it. And I was like, I cannot think. I don't know.
There were some really good ones. There were also like more uninspired ones, to be quite honest. I mean, not to shade anybody, but like people just being like shade. Carol and Bethany. I'm like, these people, we don't want to see that. I want the best
We've
ones were
seen
like
that.
Giselle Bryan and Anna Wintour. Please.
See?
That's what I'm
now
talking
about. Now
we're
thinking. Yes.
Yes. What was the best one? It was like Candace Dillard and Fran Lebowitz.
Oh my God. Who are you geniuses?
I know. So good. Could you imagine? Someone said Malaysia Pargo and Dionne Warwick. I was like,
stop. Because just when you said Malaysia, I was like, oh God.
She's going to sit there, but she's going to try to shade and Dionne is not going to feel it. So they're just going to sit there in silence and just like, yeah. Is there anybody that would be yours? Like who would be your icons that you would have to have meet? And you can think about it for a minute. I'll give you.
I don't know. I was thinking when I saw you post it and I was like, I cannot think of anyone fucking good.
A really good one. The best housewife one was actually Tom Girardi and Sutton. Cause I would love to see that conversation.
Can you imagine?
So good.
Oh, and so he's good. Like,
you know what?
What?
Megan King Edmonds and Sutton.
Ooh, and they could compare notes.
Yes, absolutely.
I would take Megan King Edmonds with Tom too, honestly. Like give her a crack at it as
exactly,
well.
Exactly. I'm they sure could teach a learning question. Annex course.
I'm signing up for that. I'm
Harry
signing
spies.
Up for that.
Yeah. Cute. Spy kids. So speaking of, I was actually just on the phone with someone that I think you know. Do you know Steven Krugel?
Oh yes.
Faces by Bobo. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It's one of those phone conversations where he just called me to just chit chat in the middle of the day. And it turned from like what was supposed to just be like a quick little 5-minute check-in.
Oh,
talking
no,
about housewives
never,
real quick.
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Of course.
We hit every city.
Steven cannot talk for 5 minutes.
I know. Same.
That's no shade. I love him so much.
No, yeah. We love it.
Yes.
It's fun talking to him though, because it's like he knows, you know, he knows all the people in every city.
He's
and it's like,
in there.
He's in there. We were talking a bit about OC. I can't give any away, but but I'm excited for OC actually this year.
You're excited.
Are you not?
No, I'm going to watch it. I'm not sure that I'm excited yet. I probably will like once it gets closer, but I'm really excited that Heather's back. I love her snobby ass.
Good move.
Love her. Yes. Like, let's get back to the basics, please.
But one thing, I think she just was on that show Chat Room. I don't watch Chat Room.
I don't
but
either.
But there was a highlight of it, and they were saying, I think they were implying that they're all going on a girls trip, or they said that they're going on a girls trip. But then she was like, there's going to be some plot twists. And then it was like, and then Portia leaked that it might, that it's going to be Vicky Gunvalson like coming along. I'm like, I thought we'd just been out of this.
Like,
this
is like,
they didn't fully 100% confirm it, but I don't know. This is like exactly what I don't want to have. Like, we just got out of this.
Why and do y'all for feel good the need reason. To- she literally hasn't even been gone for that long. At least Heather's been gone and she's like, you know, good for the show. Like, Vicky, get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And she's like going to be on that All Stars one, apparently.
Just let her do that. Yeah.
Right.
Which we're going to get into in a minute.
Do that.
OC sounds incredibly chaotic right now with all the people that they have, like a lot going on.
Who do they have again? Because they have the new girl Emily? With the taxes or something. She's divorcing her husband.
Well, Emily Simpson, Gina, and Shannon from the old. Yeah. But you know what? I like it because it's like, oh, definitely keep them around because I want them to be like so scared, shaking in their boots that these new girls are, you know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
Leave. I don't like Shannon, but leave her around so that she can like shrivel.
And you know she will. Oh, I know she's just losing her mind.
Reports are saying that it's just like her, Heather fighting all the time. They are not good. They're not getting along. She's so fucking hurt.
I love that. I love that.
Gina looks like she's getting along with Heather grandly. Like, is that the right word? Grandly? I don't know. Just like
know.
She's getting along really well with her.
Which is really funny. I can't wait to see because Heather's probably like, oh, I feel so bad for you. Do you need some money?
You know what? I mean, they're both New Yorkers. So they probably have that in common. And they seem like the smartest probably people in that, like, you know what I mean? In that, in that grouping. You have Noella, who's like the half black one, right? I think
she's so pretty.
She's beautiful.
She looks like she's,
She looks kind of crazy to me, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Shall you not know that your husband owed like what? What was it like?
Something stupid. Something I'm so really sick ignorant. Of this. You guys have to pay attention to what your husbands are doing.
Yeah,
get it. Ask the questions. Ask the questions. Read the papers. Do the things. This is come on.
It's crazy. But yeah, it looks like there's a lot going on. I think she just unfollowed everybody. I just read something about that. I don't even usually follow that deeply, but I'm like, this sounds like a train wreck, and I'm tuned in.
Okay, maybe I am excited.
Yeah. Yay. There's so much like vitriol flying around on the internet. Like, I can't even like follow, because I was just going to say I follow some housewife stuff, but like, there are so many fucking Karens in that like universe of like Housewives Twitter and Housewives Instagram and stuff.
It's exhausting. And it's like, are y'all okay? What is wrong with you? I don't even know what else to say. Like,
Are
y'all good?
No.
Why are you getting so weird? Like, it's one thing to like be snarky and like make your little comments, but people just take the shit so far. I mean, if I do.
I don't really talk about Housewives so much online. I talk about it mostly on here.
Yeah, I've stopped on Twitter really. Like every now and then I'll go tweet something, but I don't look at my comments anymore. I don't look at the shit. If I see
but I'm not trying to argue with you bitches because y'all just need to go outside and breathe
guess
some
what?
Fresh air.
Well, the thing is, it's like you say something and then they'll be like, I don't want it. And it's like, well, I didn't really ask you. Like, I actually don't care what your opinion is. I was just talking
out loud. To myself.
Yeah, I don't care what you think. I didn't ask you a fucking question. Fuck out of here. People on Instagram, I get some nasty DMs, but I'd be like, I'm not arguing with y'all. Like, you're just getting blocked. This is weird. You're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I know.
Weird.
I don't really get so much hate anymore. If I ever get hate now, it's usually about my appearance, which is great.
What?
Yeah, it's like, I know, bitch.
They're like, mad.
Ugly wear. Like, are you talking about what?
Like, y'all, please be serious. Like, look at me.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing. Please. Yeah. Like, I get ugly in the morning, but that's it. And sometimes I like to be ugly in peace, but I'll never online. Don't play with me.
But no, but also like get more creative. Like,
But they were like,
I'm not ugly. Stop.
Somebody the other day wrote something like, keep editing that photo. I was like, well, to be fair, I did whiten my teeth a little bit, but you know, they're white.
Don't
whatever.
We all?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at them right now. They're
They're pretty white. Yeah, I was just helping myself, but whatever.
What else?
Y'all are fucking
Let's
haters.
See your teeth, bitch.
Fuck out of here. 2021 is gonna do us in. Cause
I just knew when it's so sad. I was talking to my mom about this, but I was like, I feel like with age, you're supposed to get like better and like more patient
out.
And more. And I was just like,
oh, I'm losing
it's
it.
It's getting like, worse. So like at what point does it go back down to where I'm like, you know what? Every little thing's not going to piss me off. Like I'm ready to get to that point. And I'm like, oh, people are so irritating. I just hate them.
The best tweet I read in the past month was like, what I felt it. It was like, I'm so sick of defending Meg Thee Stallion online. I need to just get a gun for real. Like, I'm done arguing with you bitches talking. About this.
I'm not. You're like, I'm not even swinging anymore. Where's my gun?
Yeah, just give me a gun because I'm sick of this shit. Oh my God. Oh, speaking of craziness, Robert Cosby, I fell down the internet hole this week. We talked about this, right? Online briefly, didn't we?
Yes.
When I was like, I forget how I was just like Googling and I was like, da, 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 and I found out it said that Robert Cosby is Bill Cosby's sibling. And I was like, wait, I put the phone down. I was like, wait a minute. I was spinning. Oh my God.
I was like, no, this is not. Not true. No. Come on. No.
It would make sense though. It would check out. Like,
it would. That's why at first I was like, no. Then I was like, well, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, P.S. Totally. I forgot to tell you, I will talk about it offline, but I saw the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City premiere. The first like 3 minutes is wild. You would like it's all I
oh
have
my
to
God,
say, guys.
I can't
it's
wait.
Gonna be good. It's gonna be
there's
good.
Only like a few more weeks, right?
September, yeah, it's kind of September. Crazy that they were sending that around, but yeah. I'm not gonna say my sources, but I have, yeah, but we'll talk offline.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good, guys. Don't worry. As the weeks grow closer, I'll be giving you, but it's like, it's so,
this
it's giving you everything. Mary is,
I can't wait. I'm just like, this is one thing that I feel like is not overhyped. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
It's just,
I
it's
know
just
that
right.
shit's gonna be good.
Yeah,
it
you know
has
it's gonna hit.
To be. Yeah.
You know it's gonna hit.
Oh, God.
There's some feuds brewing so that you would not expect at all.
I want all the feuds and everybody to fight with everybody.
Is it true? Is there like outside of Salt Lake City, is there another one that you're like super excited about to coming back?
No? No.
You're not excited? Are you excited about Miami?
I forget about that.
Are you excited about New Jersey?
Yeah. I told you New Jersey. No. I shouldn't say that anymore. So it's never been my favorite, but in the past few seasons, like each season, it like moves up for me. Yeah. But I'm kind of just like out of sight, out of mind with like TV shows. I'm like, it's not on right now. But once it comes on, no, I'm sure it's going to be fucking good.
I'm sure. I can't wait for Summer House.
That's
going to be good.
But I'm also like pre-annoyed because because those fucking Southern Charm guys are everywhere. They're showing up all over fucking everything. Yeah. Cause they're like friends with them now or whatever. And I'm like, can you just like
have something separate?
Stay on Southern Charm where I can ignore you. Don't come into one of my
Southern
favorite
Charm
shows.
Yeah. And Southern Charm is kind of like polarizing, right? Cause a lot of people don't even like really fuck with that. So it's like, why would you bring that and solely this? Yeah.
This beautiful masterpiece. Beautiful
show. Yeah,
like,
some masterpiece
why?
Of a show. It's just like
you
so
did,
clean
like,
and
right. Yeah. Leave it. Like y'all did the little winter house whatever thing. And like, okay, I'll give you that, I guess. But like it's stay like, there.
It's like Southern Charm is like the scumbag ex that you keep sleeping with in between boyfriends. Mm-hmm. But then Summer House is the actual crush that you like want to date. You're like, oh my God, this is so perfect. I don't want to ruin this. But then sometimes when that's off air and it's not around and you'll be like, all right, you'll do. Come on, Southern Charm.
I'm really desperate right now. So like, come on. Don't talk to me though. Don't say
anything. You're engaged though.
Yes. No, I'm just.
No, I know. But I know, hypothetically. No, but I was just saying hypothetically, but I wanted to also congratulate you because you have. It's
oh, thank
been,
you.
Since you. Since you've been on here, but that's a big rock.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Thank you. Fuck. He did good.
Do y'all live together now or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all do. That's right. Yeah, you told me that last time.
Yes, we do. I live with a straight man. Pray for me.
Is he clean one?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No. And I'm very, very, like, I'm like a lunatic with the okay. cleaning. So it's yeah. like,
yeah,
that's a match. Yeah. Mm.
When is the wedding? Do you know?
It's next year. Yeah, it's May.
Okay. Wow. Setting so a date.
I'm Robin in the thick shaking. Of the planning. She is shaking. Like, when is she your could wedding?
Never.
Don't let Robin me get married never. For you, bitch.
Yeah. Everybody's going to get married. Like, when Robin is in the previews of the next episode, she's like, she's not invited to my wedding. Girl, are you invited to your
wedding?
Wanda, have a girl. What are you?
You're you know not what? Getting married. You're
We're
going
to get into that. We're going to get into
Please.
That.
Please. Bless her heart.
Going back to Robert Cosby, though, everybody, he is not apparently.
Oh my God, circling back.
Right. You're all right. I'm all over the place. Yeah. Robert Cosby is not actually related to Bill Cosby. Unfortunately, though, because like that would have really hit. Like that would have been such
Can
a fucking.
Can you imagine?
Yes, actually.
That would have been amazing. I don't even. And Mary would be like, I don't know him either.
Oh, I don't know. Mary would be like, oh my God, would I love you? Him. He's an amazing comedian, a legend. Cause you know, and
great
and
like, guy.
Oh, in addition to being a colorist, you know, she's a fucking rapist apologist.
She's gotta
please.
Be.
Oh yeah, please.
Oh, like Jesus Christ, Mary.
Yeah, I can't do it. I love
But I can't hate her.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you're not human. So it's
no,
okay.
No, she's not.
Are you gonna see Candyman?
No.
Yeah,
I hate. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you, but my fiance keeps asking me. He's always trying to get me to watch these scary movies. I can't. I'm scared of everything. I will have nightmares. I can't do it. And he's like, "Are you gonna go see?" I'm like,
"You better go see it with him.
He's gonna
find. He's gonna find someone else to go see it with him."
Stop.
I sound like Giselle. I sound like Giselle. You better get out of bed and go see that movie with him.
He can go ahead and do it. Then I'll turn into fucking Candyman. No, I can't, dude. I'm so scared.
Okay.
And it's not even, it's like usually I probably could handle that movie. I just don't want to. What I don't like are like the demons and shit.
It's so 21. That's so 2021.
No.
I could, but I just don't want to.
Yeah.
It's like I could, but I just don't. I was like, do you want to come out? I could.
But no. I just simply don't want to.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you know what you like.
Well, wait, you like scary movies?
I love scary movies. I like most movies except for actually, weirdly enough, I don't like comedies because I don't think the comedy is like, I don't think that most people's idea of comedy is like, I don't have the same. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like someone would be like, oh my God, this movie's so funny. And I see it. I'm like, this don't hit. Like
it's not funny at all. Didn't even crack a smile.
Yeah, there's like very few comedians that I actually think are funny that share my sense of humor. Like Kristen mm-hmm. Wiig, I think is hilarious. It's mostly yes. female comedians, actually. Men, yes, I don't think men aren't funny.
Well, no, they're not.
Yeah, so,
especially
white men. That's not.
God,
it's not hidden. Like John, how do y'all pay? Like, how do y'all be fiending over John Mulaney? Like, is that his name, John Mulaney?
Yes, I have no idea.
I'm
it's just the same thing. It's like, are you okay? I don't know.
Oh, speaking of comedy, so actually the reason that I had to move this earlier today is because right after this I'm going with my friend, shout out Rob, we are going to Sonia Morgan's comedy show. She's starting to do a comedy tour or something. I have no fucking idea. Someone from their PR whatever reached out to me and they were like, do you want to come to this thing? I was like, yeah, I'll try. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, why not? Yeah. Wait, yeah. So is it like a stand-up, like what? Sonia,
she's
so she's gonna get up there and be a clown is what I'm saying.
Hey, Brashan, you want to be a fucking clown? Okay, that's the one time
like,
where
yes,
Brashan, I was with Brashan, and that one I was like, okay, well, she was right there, but
wait,
I don't like
you don't like Brashan. No, I'm not like feeling her either.
No, she's also kind of like, she didn't even live in New York. I don't think I heard that she like lives in Fort Lee or Fort, what is it, Fort Lee or Fort Washington, which is like outside
is
of DC. It's like a DC
what
area.
The fuck.
Yeah,
so she
didn't even live
would
in,
just like come up
there's
there
so much
to,
stuff
like,
about her online. I don't even know what's true and what's not.
I don't know I don't... anything about her. She just really put me off when she was kind of like all lives mattering it, and then I was like,
yeah,
we don't vibe, like our spirits are not agreeing. And
she's like at every event for Housewives and it's like, girl,
I
you're
see that I'm like,
she's
are
like
you
the
a fan?
Supple
it's weird,
it's getting weird, like
it is.
Baby, I was invited to the softball thing. I was like, I'm not going to no, I mean, shout out Dolores and everybody. I had the
Oh yes, Laura's. Oh, God, I love her.
I'm always. I do too, because like I love a fundraiser, especially for something like for a good cause. But it's like, come on, Bershon, what are you doing? You know, you're not there for. She probably.
Dude, it's weird. Bershon. It's very
it's
weird.
It's getting weird. You're at everything, and you don't even know these ladies like that.
It's too much.
I don't
much.
Like Bershon. I don't like actually anything about this season of New York. But that's we know that.
Does anyone?
Some people well there's no, some podcasts where right. I hear like Come Through Queen and they're like being super positive about it, or not super positive, but they're being very like forgiving about it, which is
I love
totally
people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
No,
couldn't
it's me. Not me. I'm not
coming from that space.
I give no grace. I give no
like, no, no, it's 2021. I'm annoyed.
I started to at the beginning. I was like, okay. I just don't even know what's wrong with it. I know like you ask people all the time, like, how can you fix it? And I just like, don't even, I don't know. I'm just, but I was like, oh, Ramona doesn't have to go. But that was like at the beginning of the season. I'm like, get this bitch out of my face. She's yeah. a horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
Like it's past. It's, oh, she's not, like housewife horrible. Like she's horrible, horrible. Get the fuck out of here.
It's Kelly Dodd territory.
It is. Exactly.
It's Kelly Dodd territory. I think she's getting to a space now where she's hated. Where it's not fun to hate her, you know? It's like not.
Yes, yes.
It was fun to hate Ramona when Bethany would hold her feet to the fire because it was like, oh, yeah, you feel like you're getting somewhere because it's like, oh, Bethany's totally right about that. And felt like getting to her, but now there's nobody who can do that with her. So she's kind of just skating by and like doing, and she's getting a paycheck. And I'm like, I can't support this. I hate this.
No, it makes me really mad. And I was wondering when they were at that Black Shabbat, I was like, what would Bethany do right now? Like, how different would this be? You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, I can't. Like, last night's episode came on. I didn't watch it. I tried to watch it today, but the Bravo app was fucking up. And I was like, whatever. Yeah. I'm not.
Whatever. Don't
the
even watch
slightest
it.
Inconvenience will deter me. So I was like, I don't need to watch it. And I guess it's just like, not going to happen this week. I'll try again next week.
Didn't hit. Nothing happened. They brought up Harry Dubin and then I just turned it off. I said, not
come
again.
On with this
y'all
man. Know
about to bring this man up again. Oh my God.
What is it with him?
Y'all need to find some new dick. Like y'all look really fucking pathetic. This is like, that's, I imagine me
let
being on
me
a reality
see
show
his dick
talking about
because
an ex.
I don't, I just, it's wild.
Not even an ex, like an old
not
hookup.
Even, but
you talk about this shit for 7 years. I hate this. Like this is.
Harry needs to look into a restraining order at this point, honestly, because it's like, it's getting to be too much. I would be like, stop talking about me.
You know what?
Or else.
I've seen him around in person. He's not bad looking.
Stop it.
He's really not.
Look
he's
at
not...
you. You're going to fucking next. No. Year, and then you're going to be talking about it for 7 years.
No. But he's not bad looking in real life. And he.
Well, I would hope not if they're all, I mean, giving it to him like that.
They are insane.
Is he tall?
He's not. He's not. I wouldn't say he's tall. So he's not short either. he's not. You know, I was sitting down, so it's a little hard to tell too. But.
Okay.
OnlyFans. Did you hear about all this?
They backtracked like a motherfucker.
I know. Today they were like,
they were like, oh, just kidding.
Oh, never mind. My bad. Such terrible PR. Everybody, if you don't know, OnlyFans dropped their plans to ban pornography from its service less than a week after they announced that the change. Well, they announced that change last week, citing the need to comply with policies of their bank lenders or bank partners or whatever.
It's like, of course it's about money. And people were like, did you see that? What's his
I
name?
I knew Sonia and Dorinda were going to be upset because they're on OnlyFans.
Oh, they're on there, aren't they?
They don't do pornography, obviously, but they, no. I think that they make a lot of money on there, I think, right?
I'm sure. Probably.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Tyga was like, he said that he was going to like do his own things.
And then,
I was
and
like,
then
good
immediately,
for you. Yeah.
And then
I was
literally
like, good
hours
for you.
Later.
Mm-hmm. I hope
he probably
feels
stupid though because he deleted his OnlyFans to do that.
Oh fuck! He already got rid of it.
Yeah, he could probably get a
I
new
wonder,
one.
Yeah, I wonder how many like subscribers or whatever he had, and like how many were like, okay, we'll transfer over to this. Because is he
what
just
is
like
he,
fucking people on there? Like, what is he doing?
Is Tyga fucking? No, he's not. Tyga's not doing nudity, is he?
I feel like he is.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I feel like I heard that. It could be. I could be making that up, guys.
I don't
know. But
see
I feel
him.
Like I saw that. No, that's why I was
don't
shocked.
Like him.
Well, he just like doesn't do anything for me. He's like,
well, yeah, he's a pedophile. And,
like,
so.
I don't. Ooh, yeah. Isn't that bad? I was about to be like, wait, what are you talking about? Then it clicked.
Kylie Jenner. He was dating totally her when she was like 17.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I don't like men.
I forgot. So. Oh, fuck you, Tyga. I hope nobody signs up for your shit. Not good for you. Ugh. I take it back.
Yuck. But you know what? I wonder if people will still fuck with OnlyFans, though, after this. Because it's like, if you're a creator that does, like, pornography content, it's like, after you had a taste of how easy it is for them to just discard you like that, I bet people are going to be like, okay, well, it doesn't matter because I'm already switching to, what is it, Just for Fans or whatever.
I mean, because how could you trust them again? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could be doing that shit again. Yeah, I hope they all get out of there and just, like, make more money somewhere else. Fuck OnlyFans.
Yeah. Won't be me.
No.
Speaking of Dorinda, Real Housewives All-Stars Part 2.
Yes.
What do you think? What do you think of this? I don't know.
Wait, you know, first of all, okay. So I saw that and I just like automatically reposted it. And then someone was like, wait, did I miss the season, the first one actually coming out? And I was like, no, actually, good question. Because why the fuck are we talking about season two? We haven't even seen season one yet.
It's for Peacock, so they're already sure that they just need to fill proper programming slots.
Fucking Peacock shit.
I know. I'll get it, though. I'm going to get it. I got to see Real Housewives in Miami.
I know, but I'm just like, another streaming service is just so obnoxious to me. But I was informed. I had no idea. Apparently, I get it for free through Xfinity. Like, I already...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it.
I know. I'm trying to find a boyfriend for the winter so I can go half...
You can, that's easy. He doesn't have to be a good boyfriend, right? You know, just one.
Yeah.
No, you can totally shut up. Look at you. the cast is crazy. Like, if we're still calling it All Stars, it doesn't make sense. What the fuck is Eva doing there? Can you answer that for me?
Well, anybody? You know what she is doing there? They were trying to reach out to Monique to do it, and Monique is still really sour about the way that everything went down, but Potomac, they were trying to get Monique on it. And then I think when Monique did it come through, I heard that this is all what I'm hearing on the inside, but it sounds pretty accurate because even Monique confirmed that they had reached out to her and she's not cool with Bravo. And
of course not.
So, I mean, you know, but that would make total sense, right? Monique being there.
Yes. More sense than Eva, but whatever, girl. Taylor Armstrong. Okay. I guess.
Who would you have put instead of Eva? I feel like in Atlanta, I feel like there's probably so many better.
Well, because, Phaedra's on there too, which like that checks Phaedra. Out.
That makes it,
Sheree.
Well, Sheree's going to be on this new season. So she's going
to
be.
Is she really? This is like so confusing to me. I keep seeing stuff. She's playing around with her fucking riddles and stuff.
I'd put money on Sheree being back.
Okay. Good. I love that.
I'm fully confident that they're going to bring... They love Sheree so much. They talk about her all the time. Andy always talks about her. And you know what? Sheree is one of the most underrated OGs out there.
Could not agree more.
She's not as loud and... I mean, she's still loud, but like she's not as... You forget that she has so many memorable moments and gave you so many amazing moments.
I know. And I take it personally. I feel like I posted something about her and someone was like, she's boring. And I was like, okay, gotta engage because what you're not gonna do is that.
Sad, yeah.
Are you like, always what think of Kim show and did Nini. You watch? Right.
But then a lot of the most memorable moments with Kim and Nini were because of Sheree, because they would fight about Sheree and then Sheree would do the actual wig pull.
Exactly.
Hello.
Ever. I don't know. I
roaches.
Mean,
I ain't seen roaches in forever. Who got roaches? And then it cuts to her an hour later, like an hour earlier, stomping out a roach on her patio. I love her. She's such a liar. She's such a fake.
We love a liar.
I love her. I love Sheree. Bring her back.
So messy. Yes. Yeah. But like, who else? Oh, Brandy Glanville is there, which is like,
that's very interesting to me. I'm so happy that you're
giving her like this attention
another platform.
So badly wants. Like, okay, she's just going to fight with everybody, which, fine. So-
negative
I'll watch
oh
it.
She's gonna fight with Taylor the entire time, I'm sure.
It's like, fight with somebody else.
It's just
I want you to fight with Phaedra or Sheree. Let me see that.
This is weird because I feel like the original All-Stars cast was it made sense because it's like, okay, Melissa talks to all of these people because Melissa's a busybody. Melissa is friends with people in Atlanta. She's friends with Ramona. She has all these relationships. So it makes sense that and then she'd bring Teresa, and then Teresa already knows Cynthia. You know what I mean? It's at least these people have met.
Everyone's connected.
What on earth is Vicky going to talk to Dorinda about, or with Eva or Taylor? What is Taylor going to say to Phaedra?
I don't know.
I guarantee you, Vicky and Taylor have never seen an episode of Atlanta.
No, of course not.
It's too much melanin for them. They don't watch it. I guarantee.
Way too many black people. Mm-hmm. Vicky knows. No, maybe she doesn't. No, she knows Nene because she's been on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. She's, I don't know who's making these decisions. What a and what are they doing? Like, did you also see that they apparently are at Bluestone Manor? I don't know if that's true or not.
I believe that that's true, and I think that it makes a lot of sense. But it makes a lot of sense that probably when this airs is when her place is on Airbnb for rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that she would market it around the time. Because then it's going to be like, people are going to see it on television, and now it's going to be like a landmark. And she'll probably make it as a solid stream of income for personal. It's smart, really. Although I don't know where she's going to live. Because she was living in that.
Doesn't she have that apartment?
They say
she get rid of it?
They say that she had it because she was on the show and advertising it on the show. And she would advertise it on her social media. So I heard that she got a discount. That's what they're saying. That's what the streets are saying. And it makes total sense. That's what it makes sense. There was another housewife who did that too. I forget. Someone else that was like getting free. Dolores does that same thing. I don't know that Dolores gets a discount, but it seems that way for the amount of time that, because Dolores is having her house redone in Jersey.
Oh, I know. I've seen it on her.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever place she's like, in the meantime,
it's called the Alexa, I think it is, or something. Oh,
I am not mad at you.
I said the Alexa and Alexis, not you, Alexa.
No, girl, nobody's talking to you.
She started lighting up, not you. No, so yeah, Dolores is always talking about it. So I just assume that, but listen, Dolores, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. They're going on their girls' trip today.
Wait, I feel like I saw that. She was saying.
All the men are going too.
Why do men always have to be involved? I get it. People enjoy the Jersey ones.
Yeah, the Jersey ones. I mean, if anybody was going to be there, I'd be like, all right, you guys are okay though.
But like, damn, but yeah, still, can't come later. You got to come at the beginning.
I need a girls trip.
Yeah. When is that supposed to air? Do you know?
I think probably by Thanksgiving, I'd imagine, because it's like, they're going to stop. They're almost done filming, like really, because they've been filming since
for a while,
early June. Yeah, since early June, since the beginning of summer. God, I'm like nervous. I'll probably be in the background of some shit, like looking like a fucking idiot.
Well, you're going to look great. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'll be looking for you.
Looking for me.
Looking for you like you were in the background of that fucking video going on the barb boat. Dude, when I tell you I watched that, like,
how do you spell barb boat? You just can't even spell, but he storms off. Did you see my face? I had no neck. I was looking at him like this. I was like, what are you? I was thinking like, what in the hell?
I was just like, that is so hilarious because that is how I picture you. Yeah. Whenever you post stuff on your story, and I was like, look at him in the wild. He didn't even know you were just walking by.
I was just like walking by. The way I almost stopped and looked at him, I was like, wait, what are you doing? And I was, did you see me grabbing my purse?
Yeah.
My purse is around my neck. I was wearing my Prada bag around my neck because that's what I do. Purse first, right around the neck. And I was grabbing it. I was like, wait, what are they doing? White people. Oh my God. I just rushed onto the boat.
Did someone just like send that to you? Were they like, is this you? Or did you ask him after? What?
The purse or whatever the person posted it on Cameo TikTok. And then all of these people started tagging me in it all weekend. I was like, oh God. But then so many people, by the end of the weekend, like so many people had sent it to me. So I was like, I feel like I have to repost this point. So I'll just,
I'm so happy you did because I got a good laugh out of that shit.
The bar boat was a fucking mess. That was me the entire bar boat, just standing by the water.
I was really concerned for you. And I'm happy that you made it out safe and you didn't
made it out alive.
Get attacked or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they know me. The Barbs know me.
Yeah, because you be wild sometimes. And they don't play around. They're dangerous.
Listen, so am I.
That's why you came out alive. They knew. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about some other shows. I want to talk to you about some cancellations. I want to talk to you about Beverly Hills and a bit about Potomac.
Oh my God, so I'm ready.
Let's cut over to the bonus episode. Do you want to tell people about your social media, where to follow you or anything you've got coming up? Do you have any appearances on other podcasts coming up or what's?
No. Probably, but I feel so bad that I can't think of them like off the top of my head. Nice. You can just follow me at Mainly Bravo on Instagram and Twitter. I'll like post it all there. I've been just really branching out from Bravo. So
yeah,
a good time. Because yeah, Bravo is like really a lot right now. So
yeah. They can't get it right.
No.
Yeah, I talk about a lot of stuff. I feel like for the past 40 minutes, we talked probably about like 20% Bravo and then the rest is just like mess. Yeah. So that's the vibe.
It's good.
You guys know where to find me. I'm at Pet Shop Boy on both Instagram and Cameo. And on Twitter, I am the_PetShopBoy. And listen to the bonus episode. You can go subscribe to the bonus episodes by going to patreon.com/thebelist. And we'll be over there on the B side. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.